Christ crucified. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The common thought among worldly pagan thinking is that all roads lead to God. In actual fact, there is only one way that leads to the Father, and it is Jesus Christ. The mind of man has been deceived into following countless dead-end directions. But God's word proclaims the one way, the one truth, the one life is Christ. Jesus himself clearly stated, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There is a need in the life of all mankind for God, for his forgiveness and love. And multiple methods have been designed in an attempt to reach humanity's goal. But the futility of those that are searching for a bloodless way is tragic and pitiful. For Christ not only told us the way, but he alone is the way, the only way to God. And all the questions that are deep in the heart of man have been answered in him. Christ is the answer to man's every cry. Christ is the answer to every human need. Christ is the answer to all mortal ill. Christ is the answer to each hurting heart. For the spilt blood of Christ alone can address each need and comfort each heart. The shed blood of Jesus alone can calm each cry and heal each hurt. But the multiplied, unbloody methods of man are more appealing to his prideful heart. The substitutional sacrifice offends man's sensitivities. It displeases his delicacy. Foolish men suppress the truth of God by their ungodly, unrighteous behaviours. Because what can be known about God has been made very clear to them all. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky, and through everything God has made, man can clearly see God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature. No one will ever be able to stand before God with an excuse for not knowing him. A day is coming when God's wrath will be revealed from heaven against all godlessness and unrighteousness of people who by their unrighteousness suppress this truth. The crucified Christ is an offence to the Jews and considered nonsense by Gentiles. The message of the cross is foolishness to those heading for destruction. But we who are being saved by Christ's blood know it is the very power of God. God spoke to man in the beginning when he created the world and made Adam. God demonstrated his mighty power through general and specific revelation. God declared himself through the evidence of creation and the Word made flesh. And the only way to reach God is being covered with the blood of the Lamb. And this is non-negotiable. There is a need in the life of all mankind for God, for his forgiveness and love. But the true and only God has been swept aside in preference for man's imaginings. Multiple methods have been designed in an attempt to reach humanity's goal. Oh, God will once again astound these hypocrites with amazing wonders. The wisdom of the wise will pass away. The intelligence of the clever will disappear. God himself declared, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the cleverness of the clever. For the foolishness of God is wiser than the most intelligent of men." The weakness of God is far stronger than the mightiest of men. And so, like Paul, we preach Christ crucified. For as it is written, Christ is the power of God and Christ is the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Not many of us are wise by human standards. Not many of us are influential. Not many of us were powerful or wealthy in the world's eyes when God called us. Few of us came from noble birth or were born into a privileged position. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things too. God chose you and me to bring to nothing what the world considers important. God did this so that you and I would not be in a position to boast before him. But God placed us into Christ, and Christ has become our wisdom from God. Because we trust in Christ, he is our righteousness, our holiness, and redemption. Oh, we have nothing at all to boast about, except in the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Far be it from any of us who are his children to boast except in the cross of Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.